Service providers and advocacy groups agree with Senator Begich that the moratorium should be lifted. At a regular meeting in Anchorage today of the Senior Citizens Advisory Commission, Commissioner and Administrator for the Marlowe Manor Assisted Living Center, Teresa Brisky, says people going through the assessment process are left hanging. Brisky says residents are in trouble.
We actually have two or three right now whom we may have to give notice to because they will not be able to pay. We don't know where they will go either. The families aren't necessarily, their homes are not designed to accommodate. They don't have the resources to privately pay people to care for them. They work, you know, they have lives going on. That's why they're living in our home. And so we're not sure where they will go. And my understanding is that the nursing home beds are, there aren't nursing home beds available either. So you can see there's a huge crisis here of displaced seniors.
Nursing home care is also exponentially more expensive than home care. The state estimates it costs $210,000 per year for nursing home care, as opposed to $20,000 to $60,000 for in-home care. There are four types of waivers in the program, ranging from older Alaskans to physical and developmental disabilities and children with complex medical conditions. Linda Meyer is the Senior Services Coordinator for the Municipality of Anchorage. She says the purpose of the waiver program, allowing choice about long-term personal care, is important.
I remember when we started the waiver program, and I remember how it really did open up the capacity for people to live in their homes, have services come to them, remain with their families, and what a wonderful program it was. And it really did open up services to Alaskans that had not had it before.
Meyer says the state has done a good job of balancing Medicaid dollars in the past so that people would not have to go into nursing homes. She says they're working to piece together different programs now to help those most in need. Doug Tolley is the Access Alaska Development Director. The organization annually helps 1,200 to 1,500 seniors and those with disabilities in Anchorage, Wasilla, Fairbanks, and Kenai. He says the program Ban Impact is growing daily, and they're looking for creative ways to help seniors.
We have some youth programs in Fairbanks, and we're looking at having some of those kids helping out in cases where people need some extra help. At the same time, we're advocating for an end to the moratorium and changes in the state system so that we don't end up with this again, and changes in federal law so that this wouldn't have happened.
The organizations agreed today to work together on pressing federal managers to lift the ban while continuing to work at changing the program.